trading down to number 47 with Dallas and picking up an extra third-round pick. They selected linebacker from Stanford, Trent Murphy, and Trent joins us now by phone. Trent, first of all, congratulations. Kevin Sheehan, Doc Walker, and Chris Cooley, both former Redskins, are on the call, as is our Redskins beat reporter and insider Chris Russell. They're live at the park. When did you find out, when did you have a sense here over the last few days that the Redskins might be the team that took you?
Appreciate the congratulations, and I mean, literally a couple minutes before they announced it on TV, I got a phone call and stepped outside my house, and that's when I found out, and hear my family erupt a couple minutes later inside, and when it went out live on television, and couldn't be more excited.
Did you have a sense that the Redskins were interested from meetings previous to the draft?
Yeah, I mean, met at the combine and had a team visit and flew out to Washington and checked out their facility, sat down with the coaches, and I mean, had a great visit and knew they were interested and hoped it would work out. But I mean, literally until that phone call, I had no idea. And I guess Coach Shaw had the head coach from Stanford had found out this morning that they were trying to pick me up, and he said it was I mean, a struggle for him not to text that information to me. But yeah, I mean, I found out almost when everybody else did.
You know, watching your career, Trent, I'm a Bruin, and I have a great deal of respect to watching how physical your entire team has become. And what was it about Stanford and your style of play that you think will translate well into the NFL?
I think just that tenacity and that hard-nosed football, that kind of relentless, tough effort. And I mean, that effort and playing that way comes from training that way day in and day out. And so I think there's something to be said about hard work. I think there's something to be said about toughness. No. And I think that translates into about any level. So I'm excited to bring that.
Hey, Trent, this is Chris Russell. Congratulations on coming aboard. One of the things that we were talking about right after you got picked, and Chris Cooley picked up on this, your variety of pass rush moves. I noticed in the Stanford Rose Bowl game how adept you were at dropping into pass coverage and zones, and that's all part of course, being an outside linebacker. And the Redskins ask a lot to do that. Where do you feel is the absolute strength in your game, and how important is a variety of pass rush techniques to you getting home and getting pressure?
To answer the variety first, I think it's very important because I think that you have to, as a pass rusher, respond to what you're getting from the offensive tackle or the offensive lineman, or, I mean, even tight ends for that matter. And I think tackles set differently. Tackles do different things with their hands. They flash, they punch, they can jump set. And so I think a lot of times you want to go into the game with certain moves in mind. And a lot of times their game plan doesn't match what you thought they were going to do with your game plan. And so you have to be able to respond and have this kind of repertoire of moves that you can go with and respond accordingly. So I think that kind of gives me an upper hand. Absolutely.
Hey, Trent, Chris Cooley here. One of the things that I'm so excited about is your family, your father. I'm in fear of your father after making a couple of things, by the way. But talk about your upbringing and your toughness instilled from your family.
I mean, I could talk for days about it. The last 2 days alone, my dad has been trying to throw me into the weight room and tell me how important the next couple months are and preparing, and how I shouldn't be watching TV. I should be in there working out. And I mean, I literally woke up at 6 a.m. yesterday and went and did a 2-hour workout. And then I came home. He's like, "What are you doing? You'd be working out again." And so, I mean, my dad, he's so tough. He still is 55 and to this day can bench press 275 or 10 reps. And he kind of instills toughness in our family. And so, I mean, between hard work and the toughness that he's raised us with, that I've kind of been encouraged and built off of in college at Stanford, I mean, definitely is kind of my bread and butter.
How did you get into rodeo and steer wrestling, and how much do you think that affects the way you play the game of football?
we moved when I was in grade school, and we needed a little bigger property because he was running basically his like plumbing construction company out of our backyard. So we went to an area that had a little more land in their yards, and we bought a horse, and it turned into six horses, and next thing you knew, we got into team roping, and we're roping steer, and one thing led to another, and then we were trying to wrestle these 600, 700-pound steers, and I think that wrestling steer doesn't exactly translate into pass rushing, but the mentality you have to have throwing yourself at 700 pounds of horns definitely translates into the game of football and staring into another man eye to eye and having to kind of impose your will. And so I think as far as that, it definitely has helped me kind of grow up and learn and apply that to the football field.
What do you know about the Redskins, Trent?
I know not as much as I should probably. I took a team visit there. I know the coaches, know a few of the players, and from my Twitter blowing up, I know that the fan base is very passionate and very welcoming, and definitely excited to be part of such a passionate fan base.
Did you have anywhere that you expected to go? Did you have any hopes to go to any city?
No, to be honest, I mean, being like a tweener position, whether people say I can play outside backer, play D end, I mean, that broadened the spectrum even more. And so I really had no idea and no preferences. I mean, I didn't, like I said, take a team trip out there and love the facility and love the coaches and definitely kind of had a blue collar vibe to their facility and looked like everyone was working. And so, I mean, I love that. And when I walked away from there, I said that that's definitely a place I could get up and work every day, and so couldn't be more excited it worked out that way.
One of the things that, Trent, that I believe that you guys stress running the football, Coach Shaw, I mean, same thing happened with Harbaugh. It's a tough grind, and you have excellent offensive linemen. How much has that played to your benefit going up against real studs every day in practice?
It helped me tremendously. I mean, I talk about it all the time is, the offensive lineman we have, our left tackle, Andres Pete. I mean, left guard, David Yankee, he played left tackle for some time too. And I mean, talk about just our offense trying to pound the ball and seeing tight end wings and seeing offensive linemen in the tight end position and getting double teamed and then them just pounding the rock in practice. It really prepared us for, I mean, the hardest look we were ever going to see. And so, practice was always harder than the games, and it was almost more competitive than the games, and so that definitely prepared me well.
You know, you played in the 3-4 at Stanford, and you got a load of Chip Kelly when he was at Oregon. You know, he's in the division with the Eagles, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to see him again. we've had some battles back and forth, and we're definitely competitive. It was funny seeing him at the combine. He looked at me still the same way he looked when he was at Oregon, so I'm excited to compete against him again.
Well, Trent, congratulations. Welcome to Washington when you get here. It's a great fan base, and they're hungry for a winner, so congrats again, and I'm sure all of us will have a chance to see you when you get here.
Yeah, Trent, tell your dad that we all really like you and we're excited to have you. We don't want him to beat us up.
All right, I'll let him know.
Congrats, brother.
Cooley's always got issues with toilets and sinks, too, so he's got some business here if he comes east.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right,
good luck,
Trent.
Buddy.
Congrats.
Thanks,
Trent Murphy, everybody, the newest Redskin.